0800 846 4CA.
Good morning, Gavin King with you on the 4CA Talk Show. 1300 872 911 is the number for a chat. A hell of a lot going on, that's for sure. Of course, it's the council election week. The final countdown is on, just a few days to go. You might have some thoughts on who should be our next mayor and why, or why not, perhaps. 1300 872 911. Of course, you might have heard that fantastic update from Paul Urban, Orban a little earlier on the show, just about what's happening down there with the Barron Delta, the issues at Holloway's Beach and some of those Northern Beaches communities. One issue there, the $25 million bridge. Wow, it just seems like a lot of money. A hell of a lot of money indeed. We'll try and get to some talk back on that very, very soon. I think William might have just dropped off. William was on hold, but looks like he's just dropped off, but certainly would love to get your thoughts on what you think should happen there. How on earth does a bridge like that get to $25 million? And as Paul pointed out, it's often that's just the starting point. I mean, these government projects, they start off at these $25 million figures, and then of course the cost blowouts start to happen. So, you know, 25 mil, they take that with a grain of salt generally. They end up costing more. You know, who knows? Who knows what the solution there might be? Interested to hear Paul say that. Just what about some culverts? You know, keep the current sort of structure that they've temporarily built there. Build some culverts and let the water flow out that way. Surely that is a much more cost-effective option. But anyway, time will tell. William, I think, is back on the line. Good morning, William.
Yep. Good morning, Gavin.
Mate, what do you want to have a chat about this morning?
I heard the $25 million
starting
for that
point.
Bridge over that, and I thought, what are they going to put in gold-plated railings or something like that?
Yes.
Like, you could go and get away with that by just doing a proper causeway, and when I say causeway, I mean by putting a concrete slab down on the bottom, then dropping in concrete pipes or channels,
yes,
like they do on the main roads.
Yes.
And then shove it over the top. Or if they want to do a bridge, all it takes is two revetments, one on either side, drop in, you know, 8 or 10 prefabricated beams.
Yes.
And seal it.
Yeah.
And with a, you know, put some rails up and that. But, you know, for $25 million, you know, like...
But that's just a starting point. That's just a starting point, William.
Yeah.
You know how these government projects go.
Yeah.
They always go over budget.
Yeah, the Bill Fulton Bridge cost $32 million when it was first set up for by the I think it was Gavin King. No, it wasn't you. The other bloke, Michael Trout.
Oh yes,
out here. It was $18
million.
But that's got about 6 bays in it. This bridge
right.
here would only have one bay.
Exactly.
So how can it cost $25 million?
I know. Unbelievable. Well, I was just going to say, I did a quick Google while that ad break was on, and the Bar Creek Bridge, William, now this is down the Mations Beach end. It's a footbridge, you know, bikes or and runners.
Yeah.
That was $6 million. $6 million for a couple of bikes to go over it. But anyway, it's just insane.
Absolutely ridiculous.
It's insane.
Yeah, like this preferred contractor system that the government must use means that there's only 2 or 3 contractors that can put in it, and they put whatever price they want.
Mm.
And it's ripping us off left, right, and centre. You know, like, $25 million for this bridge.
Mm.
You go down to Brisbane and you get the same bridge for only a fraction of the cost.
I might have to get Luke, super producer, to get on to the local councillor there just to find out, like your point there, William, about the causeway. I mean, if the water rushes in and out fairly quickly, as Paul said, this flood did. I mean, a causeway seems to make sense, doesn't it? I mean, the water will be out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as a bridge, except that it's a... like it doesn't let the water come in and out as quick as a bridge would, because if you've got a bridge there, it's completely open. You have to go and build a nice big concrete slab on either side of it.
Yes.
To go and stop, so that you can put the the beams down. But that, well, in actual fact, doing the bridge would probably be the quickest way of doing it. Because then you don't have to worry about the water. You can leave it open, let the water come in and out, and just stop the water from getting to where you're pouring the concrete. But it'll not be a nice piece of concrete there, though. Bloody big block.
Yeah. We're in the wrong game, probably, William. We're in the wrong game.
Oh, bloody oath. Bloody oath, mate.
Hey, look, before I let you go, you're a man of strong opinions, William. The council election on Saturday, have you got a tip for mayor? What do you reckon?
Well, the one person I don't want to see back in there is Terry James.
Okay. Well, why is that? Interested. I have heard that a fair bit around the traps.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, in my dealings with Terry James on the John McKenzie show, one day there he had a go at an elderly bloke, which I rang up and complained about, and apparently a lot of other people did at the same time. So I didn't appreciate that. There was no need for him to carry on like he did. And also, he tends to go and trying to mislead the people. And there's other times when he's made statements which shows that he hasn't really got a clue what's going on. Now, I'll give you examples of that if you want.
Oh, no, that's okay, because I'm interested to hear. That's who you don't want to see. But who would you like to see as our next mayor?
Right. I'll probably be the best of the bad bunch is Paul Taylor.
Right, okay. And
Because he's been in... Well, he was in the police force. He's been in management position. I have spoken to somebody about him, and I won't tell you what he said about it because it's the next cop.
Right.
But I'm afraid Amy Eden sort of... We've had some bad female leaders. Unfortunately, I don't know anything about Amy except that... somebody made the mistake of copying somebody else's speech and gave it to her, which was very unfortunate. But that may have had nothing to do with her whatsoever. And I don't know much about Dennis Walls. But it's a hard one. But as I said, the one I don't want to see back in there is Terry James. I think the Unity team's been there, done its deal. I'd like to see a whole lot of new people, even if it's a whole mob of independents out there, because then they might go and sit down together and talk and decide on the merit of things and not on what one person wants. And because you remember the team, you have to go and, vote for it.
Yes.
I don't think I'd be any good in council working on a team like that, because there's no way in the wide world I'm going to vote. I'd vote for something that I didn't agree with. And if that meant being kicked out, so be it.
So be it. Very good indeed. Geez, you don't mind an opinion there, William. Love it. That's
some
great.
No, very. I've got an opinion. You asked for it.
I did ask, and you delivered. Very interesting indeed. Yeah. Very interesting. I think you're reflecting. Certainly, I've been talking to a lot of people. You know, bloody at the barber on Lake Street there a couple of days ago, getting my grey hair cut, and asked him the same question, and very very similar responses. Can I say to what you've said, William? So I think you've nailed it.
Yeah. Another thing that they did is they closed off the Esplanade there to traffic. Now, that worked very well for the tourists and the business down there. But I've spoken to people, they say they were dead against it because I used to drive up there every so often. And they cut it off, so you can't do that. But it's only a small area, when, you know, so you park and you go for a walk. But at 76, walking's getting harder.
Very good. All right, mate, we've got to run, but really appreciate the call. Fantastic.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. That's William at Brinsmead. As I said, some very, very strong opinions there. That's what we love. What's your very strong opinion?